Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Every Wednesday at 1:30, we bring in our BetQL Network insider, the host of BetMGM Tonight, and the Heat Check podcast, Trista Crick, joining us now. Trista, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. How are you guys?
Fantastic. We're getting ready for divisional round weekend, which is our favorite weekend of the year. And we have the Blazers tonight, or today, 4:30 in Miami. 9.5-point dogs with an over-under of 210.5. Are you still on Fade the Blazers with CJ's return?
It's trickier with CJ's return, I tell you what. Okay. And also, you're getting Anthony Simons and CJ, a decent backcourt. You know, CJ is saying to the world, like, he feels at peace like he never has before because fatherhood, blah, 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 this new life that he's created, he can be a better man, a better basketball player, et cetera, et cetera. Don't love that for fading them. The narrative in me, the narrative lover in me doesn't love fading fatherhood. But Tyler Hero is out and Kyle Lowry out with a personal reason. Is just Bam coming back from injury and Jimmy Buckets just throwing up bricks. So I would probably lean the Blazers to cover that 9.5. I'm not going to bet it myself, but because I can't. It would be too much pain to lose the money and watch the L. But for those who are interested in aligning their fandom with making money, I would take that bet.
Okay, so we may be softening on the fade the Blazers stance.
Wow.
It's good to know.
Just because of the fatherhood narrative, we're going to have to see more data points on how CJ looks. And also, and also trade deadline's coming up here soon, and I have a feeling we're going to be sellers. I have a feeling Rocco's gone. I have a feeling CJ's gone. I have a feeling Nurk is gone.
Whew. It's a lot. It's a lot of gone. All right. Let's switch to football. We just talked a whole lot of Green Bay Packers, San Francisco 49ers. This game is so fun because depending on which storyline you buy into, the Green Bay Packers can't seem to beat the 49ers in the postseason, but number one seed, but is San Francisco the hot team right now? What do you think about where are you betting on this 49ers Packers? I think it's the spread is at 5.5.
Right. So here's the thing. What I'm betting on is that there's not enough drugs that you can shoot Jimmy G up with in order for him to be as good as he was against the Cowboys, which he was pretty good. And he was pretty good against the Rams when he came back in a dramatic fashion. Now he's got a shoulder issue on top of that UCL issue in his thumb where his, like, ligaments are torn off the bone or something. And he's, like, saying it hurts like hell whenever he throws the ball. And that one's in his throwing shoulder as well. We saw how Baker Mayfield looked with his issue in the non-throwing shoulder. So I'm actually very intrigued to see whether we get the Trey Lance / Jimmy G combo, whether it's just the Trey Lance show, how Jimmy G looks. Also, what's going on with Nick Bosa? He's in concussion protocol. Fred Warner, he's very underrated. One of the best in their defensive core. He's a little banged up. You saw that happen in the Cowboys game as well. Eric Armstead is banged up. So a lot of guys, a lot of Niners gone, or at least not fully healthy. So I actually took the 5.5. I actually had it at 6 when it got to 6. But, man, if Jimmy G doesn't play, this thing goes to who knows, right?
Like, right.
If it's Trey Lance, this number, you're basically betting on this is the best the number will be. And I do trust Aaron Rodgers to cover the 6. I'd love it at a lower number because 6 is that, you know, that mathematical number where things get dicey. But, yeah, I like that number. I trust in Aaron. They're getting guys back. Multiple guys on the defense are coming back that have been gone all year. You got David Bakhtiari, who played in the game against the Lions. Even though he hasn't practiced, he's going to be good. Good to go. So, yeah, I really like the Green Bay Packers in this spot, and I'm actually betting on Jimmy G being less healthy than they say. But listen, all bets are off if he ends up playing.
Now, on that game, you have the favored team, the home team, mm-hmm. and they're getting healthy at the right time. The other NFC team, Tampa, is a 3-point favorite hosting the Rams, and their secondary's been dinged up and banged up. That number, though, with L.A. going on the road, going to Tampa, and it's Tom effing Brady, does 3 seem a little off for the Buccaneers at home?
Well, I think at first glance, for sure, right? But you're talking about, like, I think what you have to say is, as Giselle, a wise woman, Giselle Bündchen, once said, mm-hmm. you know, Tom Brady can't pass and catch the ball at the same time. And he does have Gronk, so that's what he's got going for him. But the issue to me is really guys on the offensive line. You've got 2 guys, Tristan Wirfs, who it looked really bad, and then the center, Jensen, who has an ankle injury, which he looked really bad against the Eagles once he came back in through injury, right? You saw the Philly defense collapsing in on Tom on 3rd down, putting him on his back, right? And contrast that with the Rams game where they had Kyler Murray on his back. So to me, the matchup is really all about the defensive line of the Rams versus the offensive line issues with Tom Brady. If he doesn't have time, and now he's getting Leonard Fournette back, I have no idea how healthy he is. So that's an issue to me. You've got a very depleted wide receiver core, and then you've got the Rams that are healthy at the right time. Cam Akers, I know that Tampa Bay has one of the best rush defenses in the league, but Cam Akers, he looked great. He was gashing that Cardinals defense. Sony Michel was ripping off runs, and Sony Michel hasn't been great. I hate to say it. I hate to be one of those people to bet against Tom Brady, but I think I'm going to take the Rams on the money line.
Whoa. Ooh. Also, you just shattered Dusty's soul.
Well, now, and it's Matthew Stafford, too. Like, you're putting your faith in Matthew Stafford.
How good did he look, though, last week? How good?
And also, how good did Sean McVay create a game plan where he didn't have to do all that much?
He didn't have to do much. And listen.
He's the Arizona Cardinals.
Listen, folks. Here's the deal. What we know about Sean McVay is he's dealt with Jared Goff. He got Jared Goff to the Super Bowl. Think about that.
Yeah.
He got Jared Goff and a one-legged Todd Gurley to the Super Bowl. This team is much more talented and much more healthy than that team. And now they go against Tom Brady, who's depleted early on. They don't even have to face him in the NFC Championship game. They get him in this round. Woo-wee! I tell you what, I don't know, man. It just feels like there's just so much adversity. If Tom Brady ends up going to the Super Bowl with this depleted team and he ends up getting a ring, this is going to, combat all the other rings, I think.
This would be a big one.
This would be up there in terms of, tiering his rings.
So the next game I want to ask you about, because it's got the highest total, I think, of the day. Bills, yeah. Kansas City, 54 and a half. What do you think about that game? 1.5-point spread. That game could be fun.
Oh, it's going to be tremendous. I'm rooting for the over. I bet the under just because, listen, both of these defenses are so good. You know, the last time Kansas City played Buffalo at Arrowhead, it wasn't the same Kansas City team. They didn't have Melvin Ingram. Melvin Ingram has really transformed this defense in a lot of ways. Also, I believe one of the guys in the secondary for Kansas City was out as well. But they picked up Melvin Ingram for, a random 4th-round pick or something like that. And now Chris Jones gets to go back to his natural position. He's now being able to do what he should be doing instead of, being an edge guy. He can go back to the interior, get a lot more, pressure on the defense, on the offense, right? Josh Allen, they figured some things out as well. They're running the ball. We all said, oh, well, like, why isn't Buffalo running the ball? They keep telling us that they're saving their run schemes for the postseason. And it looks like that's true. You know, Devin Singletary looked great. Josh Allen looked great. Perfect game plan. I think, though, both of these defenses are going to keep the numbers low. It's going to be a chess match. You know, you've got Buffalo Bills coach. He's a defensive mind, and you've got Andy Reid scheming up the offense. So it's going to be one hell of a battle. But the number feels very high to me for a playoff game. Derrick, so I'm gonna go under there.
Derrick Henry practices today for Tennessee. Does that change anything for you? For Tennessee. Does that change anything for you with Tennessee, Cincinnati? Is that number's 3.5 in favor of the Titans?
I mean, I think we kind of knew Derrick Henry was going to play in this game, and he's looked really good in some of the Twitter videos that you see. I haven't seen anything on Twitter lately because my Twitter got hacked, and so I don't have control over my own account right now.
Oh, congrats. You made it. Hey, when you get hacked, that means you made it, right?
Yeah, sneaker. I was supposed to be a sneaker influencer, and then all of a sudden, you know, Twitter's gone. So that's what's happening there. So for me, it feels like, okay, who do you give the edge to offensively in terms of, like, all of the weapons that they have? I think I've got to give the nod to the Bengals, like with Ja'Marr Chase, Tyler Boyd, and the rest. Even with – listen, you got Derrick Henry, but Julio Jones hasn't been the same guy, right? Like, A.J. Brown has kind of been banged up in and out of the lineup. So I give the edge from a quarterback standpoint to Joey Burrow. And there was a tremendous piece on The Athletic earlier today that came out about – how basically they've given the keys to the castle to Joey Burrow, and ever since they did that, they stopped running the ball, and now, like, Joey Burrow enters the pantheon of, like, names like Tom Brady, names like Pat Mahomes, over 100 quarterback rating, no interceptions in the last 5 games. Like, I give the nod, actually, to the Cincinnati Bengals. The more I do my research, the more I look at this matchup. If they can get out to a hot start, I think they can win the game outright. It's all about whether Tennessee eats up clock and just runs the ball with Derrick Henry and goes play action. That's the only way I think that they'll win that game and succeed, because they don't get a ton of pressure on offenses as much as they're a great front four. So, yeah, I think Joe Burrow is going to have time. I actually like Bengals on the money line.
Okay. What do you think of this over-under? That is a tough one for me to look at. And I'm going through and I'm trying to get the BetQL props game going, the giving props game, and I can't figure out the over under 106.5 receiving rushing yards for Deebo Samuel in, like, 3-degree weather in Green Bay on Saturday night. Where do I go?
You know, this is exactly what I was talking about in terms of, like, what you're betting on. And if I'm betting on the chance that maybe Trey Lance will play, even though Jimmy G is expected to play, those numbers are sort of inflated to suggest that, right? And they have no idea how, quote-unquote, hampered Jimmy G is. Mm-hmm. I would take the under simply to bet on you're going to either see a significantly limited Jimmy G shot up with who knows what in his shoulder and in one of his fingers, or Trey Lance, who, like, let's be serious. Like, let's just – you saw it. So I would take the under on that number.
Trista, we always appreciate it. Check out Trista Crick on BetMGM tonight and the Heat Check podcast. Our BetQL Network insider joins us every Wednesday at this time. Thanks, Trista.
Thank you, guys. Talk to you soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.